We're not using that.
So I think it would be nice if you could be a joint collective thing also, and Dre's been along for the ride a lot. So you should just get rid of that chair then, maybe.
You're gonna have to bring me up because I'm so quiet.
You put the stuff on the chair, then put the, all the technical stuff. Why is it out the case? Keep it in the case.
Me don't know.
Right. So I'm gonna send you this, Jen.
Could I be a bit louder?
You wanna be louder?
I think you can hear everyone else.
Hello.
Hear yourself.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe that is what it is.
So everyone should be.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. You can hear me the same as everyone else, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm bugging.
Let me move up a bit as well.
Man, like Jennifer. Yeah.
So, make it symmetrical.
I can hear you on your mic as well.
Can you bring me up?
No, I could turn it down. You want to be up?
Yeah. Because I can't hear myself. Hello?
You
one, two, one, blah, blah, two.
Black sheep.
Hello, hello, hello.
You can't hear yourself. Two.
No, I want my mic to be a bit higher.
Yeah, that's the highest it can go.
Oh, okay. Then it might be my headphones then. Because you guys are like blaring. Ooh, whoa, 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 chill.
Sometimes
you, hello?
I can hear you.
Yeah, 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 I'm all right.
Loud and clear, I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm a bit loud now. I think it's because it's like coming from one ear.
Yeah.
So it's messing me up. Yeah, but this is perfectly fine.
So you guys can hear me blessed through the mix.
Let me bring myself up a bit. Hello, one, two, hello.
Because I'm always hella quiet, so.
Jen, you ain't got WhatsApp.
Hello, this is Maya Jama. Maya Jama on the BBC One Extra radio.
This tea tastes like Lemsip with herbal tea.
I'm dead.
That's deep.
It's still nice, though.
Yeah.
So
I hate Lemsip.
You're doing episode.
Why? Lemsip's.
This will be episode three.
There's different types of Lemsip. There's black currant, there's lemon.
Yeah, I hate all of
that. That's it, because there's no more. There's
give me a second, Jay.
There's
not strawberry
ginger.
Strawberry?
Yeah.
That's waffle.
No?
Is that actually strawberry lemon?
There should be.
Anyway.
Next thing you know, mango.
I'm pretty sure I've had
Hi, guys.
I know there's black currant.
Is there mango?
I've had black currant.
I've had black currant as well.
Is there mango?
Two, yeah?
Maybe there's mango.
This will be season two, episode...
Four?
Episode three.
So, three.
Yeah.
Season... episode.
Where's three?
So, welcome. I'm gonna
so
probably
hard to
just
release new music.
We're gonna do it again because you did it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So, well,
why is it hard for new music to
not yet? Not yet.
Okay. So, hi guys. I'm gonna probably just take the lead for today, and welcome back to About That Chat.
What? You're rolling.
Yeah, we've been rolling. Oh. Yeah, so whatever you said is caught on camera.
Oh my goodness.
It's on camera.
Anyway, we have Jen behind scenes helping us with our structure today. Thank you, Jen. Anyway, we're here with Jasmine Tusafi, Rich Rhythm, and Dre, our resident. And today we'll just be talking about some things we enjoy. We've done this a couple of times before yesterday, and the audio didn't
speak.
Yeah, so hopefully it works out today. We've done a bit of more planning, and we tried to actually get it to a good point. We're all wearing headphones now, as you can see. Without further ado, have you got it, Jen? Have you got the stuff? Did I send it to you? Did it come through?
It
come through. All right.
Yeah. So, do you want me to
start
with you guys?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so why is it so hard to release good music in 2020, 2021? Because we're basically in 2021.
Like, and to get it recognised as well.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard to release good music? Emphasis on the good in this current climate. If it ain't good, it don't count.
I guess it's just stimulus, isn't it?
That's mad loud.
Like motivated or not. Huh?
No, I'm just hearing everything. Do you know them ones?
Yeah.
What is good music?
good music is something that represents you. It's something that is good.
Something that I guess when represents you, but also gravitates to other people.
No, I think it's something that's original. Because
is the door locked?
Yeah, but you can make something original and it sounds terrible.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
It's something that gravitates to someone.
Yeah, sure.
I guess I don't know. It's something that resonates. Good music resonates with others.
It does more like the Lime one.
Of course, that's because it's not the Lime one.
Yeah, I know, but the Lime one's what, at least decent or something.
No, this one's
that's just standard vodka.
No, it just smells like, damn.
Vodka.
I'm finished. This is Irish tea. Wow.
Irish.
Mix that.
Anyone else?
I'm going to taste it. Watch.
I do want to take this bottle home for a bit, so just go easy. Fuck. Do your thing.
Mom said added flavour to the tea.
Do your thing. There's cups.
Thank you.
But, I can't Jen, if you want to drink, I don't know if you're kind of working, so you can't do this. Yeah, so it's actually really bad. You better not spill that shit. But, I think.
Wait, what happened with the lime? It didn't finish, though.
The lime one, that's at home. That's on my flipping table, bro.
Empty or still full?
It's half full.
You spilled it.
No, I didn't spill it. I dropped the lid inside.
Oh. How do you drop a lid?
I don't know.
And you spilled it.
I think yesterday. Do you know what it is? It's yesterday because the weather hasn't climatized. It's still fresh.
Lovely.
I think that's what's happening.
I'm just gonna take my
anyway.
Ginger.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I'm developing a talent. I told you that was my power.
Yeah. Sorry, we're going off topic, but I think so. Really and truly, let's just get into it. People have been releasing shit music for a long time. Wow. And when I say shit music, you know who you are.
Ouch.
And I'm going to look at the camera for that one. Yeah. If you're feeling offended, it's you. I think...
You're right.
I'm just... Oh, Steve said.
Just continue.
How are you, Steve?
I'm good, man. It's looking good.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah. Look at the new headphones, Steve. They're the beautiful headphones, Steve. Do you want to hear how they sound, Steve?
No.
Oh, seeing Steve. Do you want to see the speakers, Steve? Look at it, Steve. Just look at it. I'm so sorry. We've got new equipment and
I'm liking the way the lights are growing.
I just, you know what I mean? Yeah. It just looks so
Profesh.
Yeah, very professional.
We've come off topic like three times in the space of
Honestly, can we do the question? What's the topic?
If you're offended by what I just said, it's you. And that some people are releasing really bad music, and it's not like I'm being harsh. It's truthful, because if you're not truthful, then what the hell are you doing?
Some people should not be allowed to release music.
Wow.
No, of course you can release music for yourself, but just don't go around the world acting like you're flipping
something else that you're not.
You know what I mean? But
I feel like everyone starts off somewhere. Like, you start off making trash music in the beginning anyway. I can agree. You still got work, and even if you're like a really well established like person that produces and writes, you can occasionally make that terrible song. But it's really just like...
Why'd you look at me? Like, man looked at me.
Jen, you booked him on him making a bad song.
One bad song.
Yeah, but I do mine by purpose, obviously. I don't do it. It's not like
I'm doing it. You
actually
do it
more for the comments.
Exactly, for the comments.
But yeah, it's like practice makes perfect, isn't it? The more you do, the more better you get, the more you know.
Yeah.
It's like
10,000 hours. When you put in 10,000 hours, you basically become like a master of
whatever.
But you guys haven't answered the question.
That's why I was going to go on to that.
Okay.
I think right now, in the lockdown, it's very hard for people to be creative, and they haven't got like that friendship group around them where, like, say us, if we was to release a song right now or put a song out right now, we'll have a group that we could bounce ideas off of, or actually bounce
a perfect thought to make.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Like, so if I put a song out, you could be like, yo, you know, this song is kind of trash.
Feedback. Mm-hmm.
But right now, if you're in your room and you're making a song, you're not going to have that kind of thing. Yeah, so it's going to be hard for you to...
Send it to your mates on WhatsApp.
That's what I do.
You can send it to your mates on WhatsApp, but...
But I feel like you miss that communication. But, you know, just someone being actually there and then helping you out. So if you want to try something new, you can have that person to help you out or something like that, but you can't really do that because, you know...
You can't.
You can't because pandemic.
I think also what you said yesterday that it wasn't recorded, but about not being able to get your music heard. That's actually not. You can't. You. How much people of you? How much of you had have heard new music in this lockdown? Like n- of lockdown. new artists, not of already established artists.
Flo Millie?
A few maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Flo Millie. Who's that? I don't know who that is.
Like one of her songs. Like basically, sort of through TikTok.
Okay. Yeah. So TikTok. TikTok is a good place to do it. Though.
Yeah.
If you blow on TikTok, bro, you're caking.
You know what I mean? Already.
You're doing well.
Yeah, but it's sort of like the one hit one. It's a new one hit wonder curse because you have that one song.
Yeah, but it depends because if you look at people like Doja Cat.
Oh, you know that if I back it up. That song,
yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Cookie Kawaii, I believe that's the name.
But I think if you're a real artist, not throwing shade again, but if you're a real artist, you'll understand the fact of if you have a song that is hit, obviously you need to actually
follow up
and make yourself have longevity instead of just being like, okay, I've got one hit now,
I can relax.
I'm just gonna relax because certain people do that. I've got a 2 million views on one song, I'm done now. Not
but
really.
What if they did do another track, but it just was pants.
Yeah.
And you didn't get to hear it.
But
then,
one hit wonder
you didn't
curse.
Know that there is a second track because they literally were one hit wonder and nobody even was.
Nobody cared.
Second track because it was so waste.
Could never be Drake. Just putting that. I said, you know, it could never be Drake. Yeah. But
you're such a Drake lover. Could never
be you just keep making, innit?
Never be Drake.
Drake. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm never going to the bit of Drake. But I think you should keep on making. Really and truly, like. I rate the fact that when people make music, they make it and make it and make it. Even sometimes people
see
are shit.
The end.
Yeah, see, some people think I'm shit, but I keep on making music. Yeah,
same.
I've got things that I make and I'm like, yeah, bring it here, and I'm like,
you know, it's like with me. Whenever I
want to
show you guys stuff and then I hear it and I see
your face,
I'm like, yeah, nah,
I should
have just kept it. Yeah.
It's late at night, it's a dangerous one. Tell me why.
It's the
late night ones, I'll be making it's the 3 o'clock in the morning one, and I'm like, yeah, this is cool. And I bring it here and I'm like,
where's the piano? This track is all piano.
No, but actually, sometimes bangers come out that time.
Yeah, but it's your mixing though.
I think my
that's the issue.
My mixing is dead anyway.
That's the issue.
Oh,
it's peak.
I think I've mixed.
The mix is important.
For real. For real.
But
I've been listening to my mono. It's sounding cold. It's sounding sick. Then I see it on my phone. I'm like, cool.
I think it's because if you're someone that mixes with headphones, it's gonna sound great. And then you put it through speakers,
it's gonna be like.
It's so hard to get a balance from your phone speaker. From headphones, good mono is bad. It's hard to balance everything out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a car.
Do I have a car?
I like it.
No, but I've played a song that I mixed on my home speakers in a car and it sounded like dog shit.
I mean, music in general in cars is going to sound like shit anyway because they basically.
My own sound.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
I was so upset.
I've mixed stuff, I've sent stuff over to my friends because he's got a car and he like helped me out, like. Mixing stuff, mixer wise, and he'd be like, "Yeah, it's all right." Like if you get it, it's all right, because it's a car. Cars don't really have good sound systems.
I think
on this subject,
I think that would be a good thing to do. Like, get some computer speakers and put it here.
Yeah,
just like something to.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're meant to.
Yeah, some shit.
Like, either like very cheap. Like Poundland earphones.
That one's mocking it. The like, Poundland earphones give you our ears tinnitus 50 times. those are ridiculous.
But yeah, the whole point of mixing, you want it to be like cross referential, right?
It's true. TV, you want it to work like
or like through speakers, for your phone.
Yeah.
And like even like laptop stuff, I also do like mix through my laptop speakers because they're cheap, right? But basically, you want a mixture of like a really good high end speaker. And a crappy one.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Because most people aren't rocking like Apple or Beats.
Quick question, guys. Sorry.
What's up?
What do you guys think of the new Apple, whatever it's called, proper something and something and something?
I don't care. I haven't seen it. I don't follow
it. I watched a review on them and they actually look really good. But
for $5,
Apple Turbo.
Well, Raycons. Everyone's getting Raycons.
Raycons,
you know them Raycons.
I said they're like 700 something.
No, they're like 50 quid. But they're apparently really good.
I saw the ones that was on Go for Music for like one bag.
So you're probably thinking of something else.
Yeah, that's probably like a pro something.
Pro.
Yeah.
I like Sennheiser though, man.
Alright, moving on to the next bit quickly.
Wait.
DJ, before you finish, what's good music?
What's good music?
Yeah.
What we do?
Character.
Like that. Check out our music, guys.
Shameless plug.
Come on.
No one plugged Jen.
We plugged Jen. Anyway, we'll put everybody that is involved in the creative process of this podcast and has music coming out, we'll be putting at the end of this. So watch out for that. Next question. We've had this before, but I want to know what will you say.
They don't know that.
I know. If you had the chance to go back in the future 10 years for 1 minute, what would you say?
To the past, for
10 minutes, what would you say?
It's for 1 minute.
Oh, for 1 minute.
1 minute. One minute.
Right, let me do it.
Yeah, there you go. Because I'm not what I don't know what I
said. If you had 1 minute to go back 10 years into the past, what would you tell yourself?
There you go.
Are we going to buy some Bitcoin? Buy the most amount of Bitcoin you can, and sell it when it hits around 14k, 15k, and just focus on your grind.
Earth gang.
Oh, that's what an Earth person would say. Money. Go. Literally.
Virgo gang.
I think, as I said, focus on scholarship. Focus on getting taller.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
He's going to stretch himself.
10 years, I was 10. So,
you mean you was
I would
nine.
Say. Oh yeah, I was 9 in it. Well,
depends.
Yeah.
No, you was 9 because you're 19 now.
I was 10.
Yeah. Well, he's 9 turning.
Well, I'm 10? 20 in like.
Yeah, Naji, you're still the same as me.
9 turning 10.
Can you at least let me just be 20 for a bit?
No,
like,
no, you were 9. Because I've been 10. You're 9.
Do you know what? Yeah. Sure. Anyway, I would have been 9, so that's even better.
Yeah.
I would have just said, don't watch porn. What about you?
What would I say? Start YouTube later. Why would you sing that? Why would you then sing
Jem,
it?
Jem, we need to show you his...
No, why would you then show Jem?
I
want to
see it.
No.
We need to show you Richard's humble beginnings.
No, yeah, no. Early YouTube days.
No.
When I say humble, like humble. He's come a long way. He's come so far.
No,
I'm proud of him.
Views,
do you know how Marifa ran the marathon? He did that 5 times in his music career.
But it's a come up. Do you know what I mean?
It's true. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Somewhere. Everyone starts somewhere. Did you hear my first beat on SoundCloud? Dead. It's not even on my account.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I deleted mine.
My one's still there. I kept it up there.
I think one of them is still on Spotify because with Spotlight. Because I did it with Spotlight. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Why would you... Why would you...
Wait. Let me...
No.
Come a long way, though. You should be proud.
Oh, my...
Are you ready?
No. Oh my gosh.
This is talent though.
Wait, how long have you been switching?
7 years ago?
8 years ago.
Yeah, 7 years. 7 years, you got 752 views. Let me subscribe.
No.
Wait, let me see.
So bad.
Let me see.
So bad.
You lot mock me about my songs. Leave me alone.
I've never played.
No, leave me alone.
No,
leave
now,
me alone.
Now we have to play Twist and Turn. Yeah, alright, cool.
No, now we have to answer. Jasmine, what are you saying to your person, to yourself, 10 years in the past?
Can you pass me my phone, please?
Here you go. Please don't stop at being sporty, doing sports.
Don't stop sport.
Please, because I was bare fit as well. I was like lanky.
He's lanky.
I was like tall and lanky-ish. Like basically the same size as my little sister. I'm like, please don't stop doing tennis. Tennis was fun, bro. Why did you stop?
I've always wanted to do tennis.
Don't buy Sims 4. and focus on school.
I'm
Dre
on the money.
Okay.
Like, I would like, say, but
do you know, like, you know what I say? That
these
it's,
are the lottery
it's
numbers
true.
On the 11th of February.
It's yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2018. Go.
Do you know? Yeah, but it's.
Because then I would have no. Oh, the thing is, I still have problems. But things will be. My mum, like, the things will be a lot.
Do you know when people say money doesn't buy happiness? That's a lie, you know?
No, it doesn't. It's not.
No.
It's true. It's true. Thank you. It's true.
What I do is.
Because I'd be happy if I got to go on a holiday with my mum. And buy my mum, I'd be happy.
Mm. Yeah, like, but
I would have told myself, you know, to get saying, like a piggy bank, save up all the money though. I get.
It doesn't, but it causes happiness.
Don't buy games.
The catalyst.
Just start buying like production
exactly.
shit.
You have no debt, you don't have to
exactly,
worry about no bills.
Exactly, cool, exactly. That stress off your head.
So I would run back 10 years and be like, these are the lottery numbers. 16, 8,
mum would give you, I'll move nuts. I'm telling myself everything.
Oh yeah, I would have been like, practice, save up. And keep exercising in it.
I wouldn't tell myself to change anything because, like, your experiences make you are in it, so you just have to. I wouldn't want to mess up the timeline.
But you're being saying Bitcoin.
No, I feel you. That's actually.
Don't want to mess up
the timeline.
Just the
way
you
just
said.
Yeah, then you wouldn't be able to meet your friends that you met.
Can you do the next question, please?
No, but I wouldn't tell myself to focus on school, though. I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah. Could you tell him not to put a snowball down some guy called Richard?
I'm happy he did that.
Don't do that. He did that to me when he was 12.
Oh, Rich. Dre.
It wasn't even a Billy thing.
It was
okay. actually hold on. I would say to myself, do not let yourself ever get bullied. I think that was the ever best thing ever.
Mm.
That led
how
to a lot of stuff.
Bullied,
it's true.
be more mentally strong. I think I was mentally weak at 10. So
yeah, but of course you were.
Yeah, you're a child.
Yeah. Well, you need to be able to not let words get to you as much as it did. I think that's.
See, if I was going to be annoying now, I'll be like, okay, so you're going to go back in 10 years and tell your 9-year-old self that don't let anybody bully you. How does he know how to stop people bullying?
Like,
no, you're not going to come for me. And your mama's like, shut up.
I don't like it, so don't do it.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
no. Give him specifics.
Well, what did they tell us at the reception? I don't like it, so don't do it. You're not my friend anymore.
I'm putting respect on my mind. I don't think he was talking like that before.
No,
you weren't talking like that before.
I wouldn't do
like
that, man.
But like...
You just had a higher voice.
You're just like...
I don't think I my voice was...
a baseball bat underneath the thing where my man comes, just know that... Just, do you know what I mean? Something that allows him to...
I was scrapping at 9, so I don't think I needed a baseball bat.
I would have let myself get bullied, man.
Weapons are not even good enough.
Yeah, that's what I would have said. I said, I don't need it. Listen, if you see this... You don't need a fucking weapon.
I would have said, let myself.
Weapon get you into fucking shit. Stupid shit. Kids out there.
Don't fight anyway. Make love, not war. But if you have to fight,
no,
use your hand.
Use your hand. No, yeah, fight. Hand. No, yeah. No. Yeah. No. Jen. Jen. No. Hold on. Jen. Listen. You need to know where you stand in the world. Yeah? Fight. Because if you don't fight, how the hell are you going to know where you stand?
You don't have to scrap, man, to prove your point.
There's different fighting. You can fight physically, you can fight mentally, you can fight verbally, you can fight emotionally.
I don't care about beating. So if someone thinks, that's long. I'm not on beating man up. That's long. That is long. I'm not on that. I'd rather just get more money and do everything else better than you.
Of course, I would want to get the more money. I want to get more money.
You want, but calm.
No, I would get the money and still not be beating up. That's how it goes.
That's long.
That's how it goes.
You can beat me up and go to the gym, then you're not doing nothing to me.
All right, I'm going to go to the next question.
The other place we had was way nicer than now. Please tell mom not to move out.
If you had 2 minutes to go 10 years into the future, what would you ask yourself?
Who's the wife?
Hey, is that what he wants to know?
He's actually, I don't want to
know. What is my current economic status?
How much is in your bank account right now?
Is that what you want
to
know?
That's what I want. If man's is under 2 grand,
what do I need to do to get my own place? I'd be like, what's your current economic status?
I tell myself, Lori, I'm
just you
well,
on job?
One question minimum.
I'll ask.
What do I need to do?
No, who won the million and what was their numbers?
Yeah,
who won whatever million and what were their numbers?
That's what I'm asking, honestly.
Yeah, same. Past and future.
Yeah.
So exactly. My present, I'm rich.
Exactly. The gift that never stops giving. That's why it's called the present.
But I swear when you go in the past, you're not meant to alter anything. Because if you go in the future, if you go in the future and say,
complicated now.
No, but if you go in the future and say, okay, cool, what was the numbers then? You are going back to where you are and still going to do that thing. But if you go in the past, now you kind of got to probably erase yourself because you've just...
You mean creating a paradox.
But no, yeah. If you go in the future, for example, if I went in the past and told my younger self the lottery numbers, I would be changing the course of time or history.
Yeah.
Like, my present would no longer be the same.
That's what I'm saying. So if you go in the future...
If I go into the future, same thing.
Same thing happens.
If I was to ask...
Brother, your future, you haven't won the lottery, brother.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you ask him to win it,
but you're not... That's not present you. That becomes a whole other timeline. Time is funny. Like, look... There's another timeline where I don't. It's very long.
There was another timeline when he didn't do that.
There's another timeline when I didn't fuck it up, bro.
No, there's another timeline when he punched you in the face.
It's the butterfly effect, innit? Like,
lifting his
stick is mad.
Man, said he real for
real. Oh, wait. Can I ask a deep question?
Go on.
If you went back in time and killed yourself, would you still be alive to kill yourself when you went back in time?
No, that'd be a paradox.
But then how would that end?
It already happened. It's a paradox. You basically formed a new entire timeline.
But you shot yourself, so you wouldn't grow up to go and shoot
Richard,
yourself.
Richard, you're making it wrong.
No, so you would just not exist. But then you're just doing like cross-dimensional travelling. You wouldn't exist.
The present moment. Like, you just, yeah, if you erase yourself from your past, you don't exist no more.
Mm.
But who would go back and shoot themselves?
You know what I mean?
I said that happened.
Are you alright, Richard? Do we need to have a little conversation or something, bro? What's going on?
I saw it in a movie.
What, Tenet?
Yeah, because you see it in a movie, you don't need to do it.
Someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Mm.
They did it in Avengers.
Bryce might have to get put in a spliff.
Go back in
time. No, Donald Trump. Donald Trump, bro.
Donald Trump hasn't done nothing to me.
You think.
What has Trump done to us? To the UK?
Bro, whatever America do, we do. In a way.
So we follow America.
So the UK licks the USA's bum.
Yeah.
So whilst we're in tier 497.6 to the pi of square root, they're free.
But they are trying to sell off the NHS.
Our government is a joke.
Once
NHS goes, it's peak. Anyway, please.
But has everyone said
appreciate the NHS?
Yeah.
Everyone said it.
Okay, cool. So, moving on swiftly. Relationships in the 21st century being all about image. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
Long.
I'm going to give this to you guys.
Yeah, man.
You guys are...
I mean, let's clarify this. Relationships in the 21st century...
Yeah. Well, like romantic or
so you're talking about as in what is being projected on to other people outside of the relationship.
Yes,
I don't really get that question. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's too tough.
Like, okay, so let me rephrase it, guys. I didn't write the question.
But, I read the question.
What do you guys think of relationships in the 21st century? That's a better thing to do. Relationships now, or dating, or just the whole situation. Relationships, dating, situationships. Okay. What do you guys think of it?
Confusing, long sometimes. Just
what? No positives now.
Nah. No, they're coming. The positives are coming.
They're coming. No, they're coming. Prayers are coming.
What do you think? You know, it's sometimes unclear, but I think if you find the right person, there's positivity. You can build with them.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to build with someone.
Yeah.
It's like every day is not lone wolf day. Do you get me? That's long.
Lone wolf.
I'm not on that.
It can be,
but I'm not on that. I'm not gonna lie. But it's nice to build with someone like you want to get to know, obviously.
I hear you. What do you think, Richard?
I don't know, because I haven't been in a relationship.
It doesn't mean you can't answer.
No, like different types
about dating or situations. So you've been in a situationship or any type of ship?
Oh, yeah, no, they are confusing. I feel like, I don't know, maybe media has like made like a sort of...
You're just going to back it just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Media's made like a sort of...
Media's made like a sort of like expectation of what relationship should be.
What is that? I don't know. Like, you tell me. I just jumped on the island yesterday. I know nothing.
I feel like, okay, so there'll be memes like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's sweet, your mind.
It's like, say like, I'm trying to think of what I've seen.
God told you to stop drinking and drink some water, you know. Highland Spring is not even opened yet. Open it. You're mocking it.
Should I fire you today? Should I fire you today or tomorrow?
Nah,
leave me alone. I bought this because I knew I was going to drink no water, so leave me alone.
guys.
Anyway.
Broke.
Huh?
Yeah,
look. It sounded like something broke.
Yeah. So, an example. I don't think this is actually a meme, but it would be like, this girl, say a girl has to, doesn't have to pay on a date or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a meme like that.
What about it?
That's an example of like, it would,
yeah,
media, and people are following that.
Should we speak
more
about that actually? That's a good topic. Like paying for a first date. I don't mind paying on the first date, honestly.
I would pay for the first, second, and third, and fourth, and fifth, but there has to be certain things that have to go with it. I'm not gonna lie. It's not gonna just be me paying for the date and you just.
I don't mind like splitting or whatever, or like a thing where you pay for food, I pay for drinks.
Yeah, it has to something. Be some type of balance, you know. Then
I just don't understand. As a man, why do you feel like you need to pay for the?
I don't need no. I don't feel like. Listen, I would happily let a woman pay for me.
I wouldn't care.
I would happily, but a woman should pay. Don't act away. Don't act for one. Don't act away when it's like I say, okay, yeah, cool. Because then you'll be upset because I said, okay, cool, for one. And then two, don't think the relationship's going to change in a way of now, because you pay for something, it's going to be a bit different in sort of, like, not dynamics, but...
Do you know what it is? I think a lot of people don't realise money comes and goes, man.
For real?
That's what my dad always used to tell me. Money comes and goes and it's
true. It's a currency. It's meant to flow.
It's currency. Mm. It flows, man. You can't be... If you're hung up on two money, you'll never get it.
I always say that and I always believe it. And that's why people say, oh, why are you always spending your money? Because what am I going to do? Keep it here forever and then do what with it?
But I guess, so that's one thing. When you're talking about paying for dinner and stuff, this is one thing about like relationships in the 21st century. Like, I personally want to understand, why is it that you, as a group of men, are you included as well? You're saying that for a first date, you'll pay for them.
I'll pay for
them. Yes, probably.
Why is it that that is a thing that you feel like is necessary?
Yeah, why do you feel like it's obligated?
No, but you didn't say to me now, no, on the first date, we should go halves. No, that's what I would say. I would be like, on the first date, I want to know.
Halves just makes it.
You have to pay.
No.
Is it like whoever asks for the.
I mean, I've had people say it depends on who asked out who.
Rarely we're going to split the bill. One of us is going to pay.
I'll just pay it.
It was just one of us will pay it. Like
it's not like it's,
even on
say,
a friendship. Right,
say the girl. Wait, say the girl made the date.
To pay.
No,
yeah,
like,
but this is the thing for me. Yeah, if I'm going out with someone, it's either you're paying or I'm paying. Because what happens is when you start splitting, it's like, oh, I've got this and I got that. Oh wait, no, I got this. And then it's just like now it's a bit petty.
No,
I just,
as in it's like the bill comes to £56. You pay 28. Oh my gosh, what did I say? 56?
Yeah, it's 28.
25, yeah, it's 28. Thanks, Jeff.
Ah, maths!
I got an A-study,
I'm good at maths,
you know.
I'm so close.
No, but like, it's in 50, £56 comes in, but split it down, like, that's it. 28. Done deal.
Mm. So you divide by two.
I'd rather just, I'll pay fair, you do the rest. Or something quick.
I will literally just pay the bill.
Like, it's cool. I just
it could be like the case of like some people are like, oh, if you're the one who asked out, then you pay for
and
it.
And I think
that's
it's
something like that.
I think it's a good way to test someone as well, you know.
I think if somebody asks you out, they want to spend their time with you. Yeah. For you to come and say, now, you wanted to spend time with me, so you pay for the thing.
Yeah,
like,
no, you're moving nuts.
If you didn't want to go, you didn't have to go.
Yeah, or if you didn't I guess it's like sort of like a treat thing.
Yeah,
you're
but I think, look, the only time I would say, either you pay for the bill or split the bill, I'll never say you pay for the bill, split the bill, is if I... like generally didn't like your company. If I enjoy your company, we had nice talk, nice pass out, everything, I will pay for your bill and I'll probably take you out for drink. No, but not even just that, but it's a thing of I appreciate your time and I'll be like, alright, cool. But do you know what? I will treat you nice and I will pull out your chair. I'll do it anyway. I'll pull out your chair. I feel like, no, but for real, I think there's a certain way you have to carry yourself. There's a certain way you have to be like kind of in a collective of, there's need to be like that side and this side.
It can't be every day I'm paying for everything.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
Yeah,
nah. Nice for other person to step up.
Or be like, say if you're doing multiple dates, one person pays for that then. The other person pays for that time.
If we're getting Chinese inside the house, you pay for it. If we're outside, I'll pay.
What?
That's long. I don't want to do that.
I say if you got the money, you got the money.
Of course. There's sometimes I'm gonna be broke. Carry on, Jen.
Wait. So I'm just trying because I want to get to the root because it said relationships in the 21st century being all about image. Okay. So like, if you guys, what do you feel like is expected of a man in a relationship or a situationship or dating, and what do you feel like is expected of a woman? versus what you get. Mm. What do you feel like is expected of both men and women in this day and age versus what you get?
Okay, I think in this day and age, the high kind of expectations for a man is peak. Like women think, or people think, okay, men, all you need to do is da 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 da. No.
Okay, tell me what men are expecting. Yeah, like to what? As a man.
First,
provide for the family.
Hey, hold on. You hold, went to work.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. So first of all, yeah,
yeah,
with certain women, I have to keep on saying this. With certain women,
can I just clear something up? Certain girls, women are more mature, so okay. We'll be using a term for girls.
Come on,
okay. I think I should date that. Women
just
are not.
Put that down. I hear that. Certain girls,
girls,
they will not date a guy if they are not
6 foot.
No. Having some sort of money, like they would not. If the guy, say me, yeah. I'm not a baller chocola, but I'm on the grind of passionate about everything I do, but I'm not making money. I'm not driving. Mm. So girls would not look at me. There's girls that are out there. If you ain't got a car, don't talk to me. If you're not 6 foot, don't talk to me.
If you ain't got, why would you want them?
This is the expectation that certain girls are putting on us. Yeah. If you're not six pack, don't talk to me. It's so deep. Same way men, certain boys, are saying to women, if you ain't got hourglass figure, don't talk to me.
Yeah, that's long.
If you ain't got Bunda, don't
so
talk to me.
I'm so happy that you said that, because there's a flip side. Because literally,
it's the same thing. If she's not a lighty, then
all material. But then these times, versus what you get is what
I think. But I also think it goes down deeper, because certain people. I think there's certain guys that would be like, if you ain't got this certain personality, I go into that category. If you ain't got this certain personality, I don't think.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
I can't fuck with you as much as I would want to if you haven't got the.
But then it's just a case of preferences.
Isn't it just like what works with you, like what energy?
Yeah, of course. You have to find what works with you, but it's also a thing of like, I don't think I would shun anybody out and be like, don't talk to me if.
No, I can't lie. Some star signs have to get put in spliffs.
Oh my god! Sorry, guys. You're one of them ones that actually take star signs to heart.
I'm fine with anyone except from Scorpios. I don't like Scorpio women. I actually don't.
What if
my mom and my auntie are a Scorpio? And no, I'm not on it. Every Scorpio girl I've ever met, I've never actually liked. No way.
Star signs are for
fun. I don't mind any other star sign, bro. It's not nice. It's actually just not for fun, you know.
What if he actually got along with her and liked her?
But didn't know she was a Scorpio.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not. You know what? I actually believe in star signs like that. I don't mess with Scorpio women.
I agree with you, because I don't mess with Geminis. And thank you. See? Geminis
was a bit mad too.
Wait, what's your star sign?
I'm an Earth Gang. I'm a Capricorn. Earth gang.
Oh, okay.
So I've stopped saying I don't mess with Geminis.
Hold on. What's August?
Leo. August is
Leo. Virgo.
What is it? That's Earth sign. That's Earth.
Leo's a fire sign.
Virgo's Earth sign.
Fire.
Virgo's towards the end of
my sister's a
what's
Leo.
A Libra again?
I have two
I'm not gonna lie,
Libra. I love Libras, man. Pick up all my Libras.
What?
I fuck your fire signs though.
They're sometimes
But I think it's because I'm water. And I think it's like,
for me it's Earth signs and air signs. Cool.
No, but look, I think the signs I don't fuck with Aquariuses. Can't do it.
What's Aquarius? February.
Like that's beginning of February.
Who are you? Pisces.
I'm Pisces. I don't fuck with Pisces too much. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, we are too emotional. For real.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. But everyone says that about you, and I don't think it's fair. But I can't lie, every Pisces I've met.
Virgos are the best.
I'm not emotional, but I'm emotional.
I wouldn't say you're that emotional.
I'm very
in tune with, but emotional. That is in that.
Yeah, that's the
thing. I wouldn't say that. But the only thing I like Pisces are not. It's an exception for me to be very active, man. Pisces are not that active. They're really
But I like
cuddles. They like cuddles and movie nights and.
See, stuff. I love that. I actually love
that. Yeah, I like
it.
I love that. Not all the time, but I love that. I love Libras, man. I always like Libras. I'm always attracted to them.
Cool. You're a Libra.
Yeah,
you're
Libra.
That's why you're.
What's that as air sign?
Yes.
What do you guys think about Virgos?
Yeah. I like Virgos.
What's a Virgo?
Beyonce is a Virgo.
All Earth signs are calm, to be honest with you. That's not really a bad one.
But Virgos are a bit annoying though.
Yes.
Like, I have a lot of Virgos.
You know what? It's the two top ones are Capricorn and Taurus. I'm not going to lie to you. No, Earth Signs, at least.
Oh, yeah, no. Sorry.
Virgo's third place by...
Virgos think too much, man. Oh, always overthink. Are you a Virgo?
Yes.
But is it not true? You guys think too... You overthink everything. You'll think something and then overthink that thought that you just...
The only other thing about Pisces is that the mood swings and the messiness is crazy.
Because you're like a twin sign.
Yeah, it's no, but it's literally fish. Like 1 minute I could be, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could be like angry and then
if we're in a bad mood, we're in a bad mood. But if we're in a good mood, we're in a really good mood. Mm.
Virgos are just stubborn.
All Earth signs are stubborn, you know. Stubborn. I think Capricorn's
the
worst.
No, but Virgos are like to the point like...
For me at least.
I don't care. I might be wrong, but I'm going to make you think you're wrong.
But I think Capricorn's are the most stubborn
I'll
people.
Fight someone
out of every person.
I don't know if I would agree with that statement. But first of all, we really digress because we were talking about men and women and what you guys feel like.
I didn't hear from the dead star signs.
What you feel like is basically happening right now in terms of being about.
I think also what I meant with that question, because I
tell you what I've when observed, I read that, like... just in general in social media, I'm just seeing a bunch of people just realizing they're not meant for each other.
Because
you're going through a time where you're isolated, you can't go outside, so you actually have to like face to face, like see your family all the time, or you're just significant other, and then you're starting to realize, oh, maybe
I don't like you.
I think there was like a statistic where the number of like divorces like increased or something.
I think when I read this question, yeah,
you and your feelings.
I wasn't in my feelings, but I was thinking about, you see, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Relationships, for certain people, relationship is not a relationship if you ain't got 1,000 pictures of them on your Instagram.
Ugh.
Oh, wow.
Because...
Wait, I was... Yeah.
If that's a relationship, I'd be terrible. I don't like posting too much.
I got the same.
Okay.
But,
I think that's very insecure, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, but it's...
fucking clue.
Yeah, but it's a lot of people like that, and I... For me, I wouldn't make it my obligation to post someone. If I'm going out with you, I would want my relationship to be as kind of private as
organic,
possible.
Because it's true.
Even if you want to, if you felt urged to, not because your partner is waiting for you to do that drop so everyone knows that that's your girl.
Mm.
Rubbish. Get out.
But it's even the thing of like, people be like, oh yeah, put my name in your bio. Am I 12? The fuck? Like, it's so like
BBM.
This is why I put it
such and such, man.
Yeah, no, but yeah. You know what I mean. But certain people put it, and they want you to
see. This is why I don't
they
like
want
girls
you to like put their picture
like,
on your DP.
You know what? This is why I don't like people from our generation.
Like
you know,
like
they are like, it's too young.
They're more interested in a relationship for the aesthetic.
So I'm saying, so
yeah,
the image,
the actual
stupid, because it's like then they'll be half-hearted in the relationship.
Because we're in an age where everything's got to be about clout. You got to get that attention. You got to get them views. And
I understand what you're
like,
saying.
For me, I hate social media, you know.
It's
I
not
don't
great,
use it. I don't. I hate it.
Yeah,
I don't think social media or any sort of online anything
should ever come into dating. No, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's toxic.
Yeah, no,
it's so
don't
toxic.
Like, rely on the media for your relationship.
Because you're basically like, why does it seem like relationships have to always be
in the forefront? Yeah, yeah.
I think for me personally,
that sounds like you're saying though, but it's
after dating someone who has the bare followers on Instagram, I'd much prefer someone who just doesn't upload as much.
Yeah.
Like, so with some people, for me at least, I don't use my phone a lot, man.
I hear what you're saying.
Shows. I don't want someone that's on their phone 24/7. It's long. I'm not on it.
Like, I hear exactly what you're saying. But it's like, do you know what? I think if you're on your phone and you're doing your thing and you're like, you're on your phone and you're not like,
doing nothing.
Like it's work. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
If
because
it's work,
there's people that's on their phone 24/7 in a day, but doing shit all. What's the point of you being on your phone and doing nothing? When I'm on my phone, I'm posting on my Instagram, I'm posting on YouTube, and I'm doing this. When I'm not doing that, my phone's there. Like, it's what's the point of it? Really and truly, it's for work.
I didn't have a phone for a whole year.
I had the same thing.
It's long,
bro. I had what is it? The Samsung.
I had a Kindle tablet.
I had the Samsung phone, bro.
I bought down with a tablet instead of a phone.
Wait, everyone be on his phone.
Yeah, that was nah.
That was cold. It could fit in my pocket. Cold.
You
had some big pockets.
What's how long we got? Hold on, so...
I mean, to be fair, I only started recording after, so we probably are at 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, one more question.
Okay.
These are going to be quite small ones because we ain't got a lot of time, but...
Oh my gosh. Why do women give men such a hard time when it comes to trying to shoot your shot?
This is such an incel question.
Such a nice guy. I want you to answer this quickly first.
Yeah, Jeremy, yeah. How much time have we got left?
No. Carry on.
I just feel like it's a very interesting question. And I don't think it's fair to say that all women, I'm definitely one of those women.
No, wait, let me reframe again. Girls and women are completely two different things. Because girls mean
nuts. It's natural to have standards. And if you don't like match them, why are you pursuing them?
But you know what? It's not even
about...
You're
just going to hurt yourself.
Do you mean when a man comes to approach a woman?
Yeah.
No, I would say for this kind of scenario, a boy.
Okay, so even still, to be fair, semantics. Okay, boy, girl, man, woman, it's still someone shooting their shot.
Yeah.
So me personally, I'm definitely one of those women who gives whoever the person is a hard time when they come to try and shoot their shot.
Okay.
And are you talking about is in terms of like approaching on the street or like trying to slide into the DMs?
Beach,
or
every single way.
Yeah, no, on streets, I'm a different man.
I guess it's more so trauma from experience because there's a lot of people who I feel like social media has made everyone kind of like clue up and behave better. So now people are more accountable. So people aren't out in the streets cussing girls because they're not giving them the number. Mm. But I feel like for me personally, like growing up, there's a lot of trauma attached to men trying to move or boys trying to move and then just being too aggressive or just doing too much. It's just like, creepy. What do you want from me? So when the next brother comes along who's genuine and wants to come and chat, it's just like...
You really in the preset of
quick one.
That you want something, what do you want?
Mm. Quick one, can you tell when a woman is like, she's no good, if that makes sense? Can you tell as a person? Yeah.
When a woman is
no good? Like, you can just tell. Am I right? You can just tell.
I don't think it's fair to say when anyone's
no good. No good, but they have bad intentions with that person. Like, they're not using them for the right reason.
But that's not what you were saying yesterday.
Sometimes it is, you know. If you hear them speak, and you can just tell, man.
Yeah, I have to observe. I'm a watcher. That's why in certain settings, I'm very, very quiet. Like, I'm just observing. So I'm watching you.
You can't just, like, go off the go.
Now, with certain man them, in the first minute, I can tell. I'm not even going to lie to you. 100%.
I can tell that you're a dickhead. But
at some point you can tell that.
But a dickhead will normally be a loud presenting dickhead.
Nice. But I'm saying I'm a loud person.
Yeah, you're just.
But like, you're not a loud dickhead.
How do you know?
Because I know you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You've known me. Exactly. But someone me go to someone that don't know me, they're gonna think
true.
I'm.
It's true. A girl could probably think you're a dickhead. Yeah.
Especially the way I carry myself as well. Like, I carry myself as the top dickhead. I'm walking around. I'm the one that's, I'm laughing.
But you know, the right girl will love it. She'll be like, oh, he's got a bit of banter. I love it.
Mm.
Yeah, with girls, it's mad.
You know what I mean? That's why you
do
have to continue to shoot your shot. One thing I would say is that men are in a better position and they know how to deal with rejection. If a woman shoots her shot and a man chucks her down, women
that's
will
deep.
Crumble.
That's not true.
Women cannot deal with rejection. Now,
I've been
you know
shot
what?
Down.
And how did it make you feel?
I mean, like, it happens if it's like that.
Yeah, when I got rejected.
Majority of women.
I don't think that anyone who gets rejected are like, oh, okay. No, like, of course you're going to feel like, oh. No, but I try.
I'm this type of guy when I get shot down. All right, sorry for disturbing you. You're really pretty.
No, I'm not saying sorry.
I'm that type of guy.
I think men have to deal with rejection more often than women do because men are the pursuers and women
it's
are
true,
the ones who's the ones who are
pursuing. See, but instead of
you understand,
yeah, lead the man on
maybe
the
maybe
why can't you just not say no?
No, quick question.
It's wrong.
Jen. If you rejected a guy, hold on, quickly. If you rejected a guy and a guy said, "You know, sorry for wasting your time," da 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 da. Would you, like, in some instance, some situation, would you be like, oh, do you know what? Like, I kind of messed... do you know what? What's your number? Da-da-da-da-da. Instead of a guy saying,
no.
Fuck you, man. You're dead anyway.
No, I would appreciate... I would just appreciate and respect that he respects me. I'd be like, oh, have a nice day.
It's happened to me before, though.
Human being, what they've come back and been like,
I've spoke to them. I was like, oh, you're right, da-da-da-da. No, do you know what? I was like, do you know what? Sorry for disturbing you. You're really pretty anyway. I walked away. She's like... Oh, anyway, do you know what? Oh, my snap did it. I was like, alright, cool.
I feel like maybe she was playing hard to get. She just didn't want to seem like she was.
She was doing a 4-4-2 formation.
Someone who's not interested. She was interested. She was just trying to do.
Well, then
I can just speak on my experience.
Wait, 4-4-2.
It's a the formation.
Oh wait, go.
But yeah, that was the last question.
But I feel like if you like someone enough to pursue them, then you like them enough to become your friend, innit? I've had like some like. I've had someone who's asked me out, and then I wasn't really feeling like that. They've become my friend.
Right, what's the line? What's the line between pursuing and being a simp?
I'm still understanding this simp term.
Okay, being someone that is really.
I hate the term simp because it implies that, oh, just by virtue of respecting somebody else.
No, there's different. There's respect, and there is being a simp.
There's being a simp.
Is that when you have the intention?
But anyone can get called simp. It's like flipping cancelling. Anyone can get cancelled.
No, but being a simp is different. You can call someone being a simp.
Quick question.
It's like being a simp, simp is called. Like the new snowflake. Anyone can be considered a snowflake. You've just thrown the word simp.
No, it's not.
What is your definition of simp? Someone that is doing the most.
Let's say, in a situation, a great example. Let's say if there's a gal, and she's like, oh, I don't like you hanging around with Armani. Don't speak to him. And I say, yes, I'm a simp.
Not even just yes, that's not a simp move.
But
for no reason, sorry.
That's a simp move, 100%.
I agree.
That's simp. If you do that, you're a simp. You're slacking your bedroom that you've known for years for one next gal, and that's how you're moving. Cool. That's a simp move. I'm not on that.
I've been a simp for it, I really confess.
It sounds like to me it's like submitting to your woman or being.
No, but there's a difference between that woman not respecting you. You're not respecting yourself as an individual. Not even your pride as a man, as an individual. You're not respecting yourself.
Because a woman could say that stuff and then still not respect you in that relationship. Be like, oh yeah, I don't want to talk to you, but then still don't like she'll be like, I don't want you to talk to that guy. Yeah. And then when you go back to her, she's gonna give you the cold shoulder. So after you've done that, she's still
is it that energy that needs to be like reciprocated on the other side? Okay.
So that's what I'm calling a simp. A simp is a guy that goes out of his way to do something even though he's not gonna get the best out of that kind of thing.
I think she'll do something for you.
Yeah. A woman, women actually, like, I wouldn't say women are.
I'm confused because that just sounds like a terrible, like, friendship.
How?
Like, you're putting in more than the other person. That just sounds like an abusive, like, a toxic relationship, though. I wouldn't necessarily say that you're a simp because even if you're not a simp and you do respect yourself and you do put, like, do the most for somebody you care about, but they didn't do that for you, I wouldn't call you a simp. I'd just say that that person doesn't appreciate you as much as you do to them.
I hear exactly what you're saying.
But that's a thin line, anyone can be a simp.
Yeah, but simping is a real thing, and I think there's certain guys out there that are really, like, if you will see a simp once you see a simp.
Like if Adonis asking to buy your socks off the street, man's a simp. that's another example. Do you know the weirdos?
Let me pick your toenails.
What type of people you've seen?
That's a simp. That is a simp.
Anyway, I think we're gonna have to wrap this one up because we have a lot to do today. So you're gonna go to the toilet.
Can I use the headphones?
No.
I'm dead. Anyway, so quickly. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Thank you to everyone that's involved in this one. Jen, we have Jasmine, we have Richard, Dre, and myself. Ams. Like, comment, subscribe. We'll be doing loads over the Christmas period. We'll be coming bigger and better each time. Love, peace, and we out.
In harmony. Charlie.